Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. Volume 14, Episode 38, Motor and Sensory Paralysis. Doctors of Chiropractic and Student Initiates, welcome back. It's been a while since our last episode, and I've received countless messages. And rest assured, we will continue to produce new episodes for our loyal listeners. So, to get everyone up to speed, I've been working diligently since February on my first chiropractic research paper. It's titled Knee Chest Specific Chiropractic Technique, Modern Developments in Craniocervical Subluxation Analysis and Correction. The paper is currently under peer review and looking for publication sometime this summer or fall. It's been really fun and exciting to put this paper together. With that, I have to thank my team of chiropractors who have helped me put this all together. Dr. Scott Jackson from the United Kingdom, Dr. David Shores from California, and Dr. Matthew Wolfertz from Georgia. Thank you, gentlemen. I could not have done this without your help and constant encouragement. Now that we have announcements taken care of, let's get into today's episode. Today, we're going to cover a few different topics. First on our list is motor and sensory paralysis. Motor paralysis is a form of paralysis in which motor control is abnormal. Motor paralysis can manifest in the following forms. 1. Spastic paralysis. This is where voluntary and involuntary muscles are unable to function due to being stuck in spasm. 2. Flaccid paralysis. Similar to spastic paralysis, voluntary and involuntary muscles are unable to function. However, this is due to being stuck in a state of flaccidity. 3. Contractures. This is a result of excess tonicity. 4. Prolapses. This is due to lack of tonicity. 5. Contractures due to coldness of temperature. 6. Relaxation produced by too much heat. And 7. Contractures due to the coldness caused by toxins. Now for sensory paralysis. This is an incoordination of the special sense organs. 1. Hyperesthesia. This is an increased sensation causing sensitivity. 2. Anesthesia. Decreased or lack of sensation. 3. Alterations in sensation of sensory organs caused by a poisoning due to imperfect serous circulation. 4. Sensory paralysis due to inflammation. 5. Sensory paralysis due to introduced poisons. Prolapses. Since this is a form of paralysis in which there's a lack of connective function in any tissue. One example is that of weak ligaments causing a prolapsed uterus. This reminds me of a patient I had my first year in practice. She was in her early 30s and was unable to conceive children due to a prolapsed uterus. Despite everything she tried, from fertilization treatments to surgical repair of her prolapsed uterus, nothing worked. After analyzing her spine with spinal thermography and x-rays, I found a subluxation of axis. After only 2 adjustments over a period of about 12 weeks, I got the amazing news that her and her husband were able to conceive their first child. It never ceases to amaze me the power of innate intelligence when it's free to function without an interfering subluxation. Now, let's explore degeneration. This is a form of paralysis in which there is decomposition of tissue, decay. In practice, the most common degeneration we see as chiropractors is degenerative joint and degenerative disc disease. A chronic subluxation can increase the risk of developing degenerative joint disease. A subluxation will alter the structural alignment of the affected vertebra, causing it to tilt and rotate. This, in turn, causes increased physical stress upon the affected joints. In accordance with Wolff's Law, innate will lay down calcium deposits to help support the joint. If this problem is not chiropractically corrected, and the facet joints or posterior aspects of the vertebrae continue to degenerate, then the spinal cord can be affected. Now, let's examine the disc and how degeneration affects it. A chronic subluxation can increase this risk. A subluxation alters structural alignment, which in turn increases physical stress upon the spinal disc. This stress will squeeze the disc on one side, oftentimes causing it to bulge out on the opposite side, similar to a water balloon being squeezed. If not chiropractically corrected, blood supply and nutrition are decreased into the disc, leading to degenerative disc disease. So what can we as chiropractors do about these two types of degeneration caused by a vertebral subluxation? First, we have to find the causative subluxation and correct it. Second, the patient needs to be checked regularly for about 12 weeks and adjusted only if the subluxation returns. If done properly, here's what you can expect in terms of results for most of your patients. For degenerative joint disease, you can actually slow down the process of further decay. This usually means less pain and improved range of motion for that patient. Long term, if the patient maintains their alignment, you can expect to see a stopping of further joint degeneration. As for degenerative discs, you can slow down and stop further decay. However, if it's not bone on bone, spinal discs have the potential of regenerating. Most will show a mild to moderate increase in disc height, and some will completely restore. The key factor is to correct the causative subluxation, and then instruct your patient to drink at least 80 ounces of water per day. Using this simple protocol, I see about a 90% success rate with degenerative disc disease. In closing, I remind you not to get lost in treating conditions, but to focus on correcting the cause, namely vertebral subluxation. This will significantly increase your percentage of results regardless of the condition your patient presents with. We now begin our reading from Volume 14, page 218. Article 286, Motor Paralysis Family. A form of paralysis in which motor control is abnormal via relational nerves. Some species of motor paralysis. M+, due to abnormal motor control, in which voluntary and involuntary muscles are unable to function, as spastic paralysis, direct effect. M-, due to abnormal motor control, in which voluntary and involuntary muscles are unable to function, as flaccid paralysis, direct effect. M+, due to T plus excess tonicity, as in contractures, indirect. M minus due to T minus lack of tonicity, as in prolapsus, indirect. M plus due to C minus coldness producing contractures, indirect. M minus due to C plus relaxation produced by too much heat, indirect. M plus due to E minus coldness resulting from toxins producing contractures, indirect. Other abnormal functions may be concerned indirectly. All of these species, of course, are the abnormal functioning of motor tissues. Article 287, sensory paralysis. A form of paralysis in which there is incoordination of the special sense organs. This does not pertain to general sense, which is never abnormal. Some species, S plus, direct, as in hyperesthesia. S minus, direct, as in anesthesia. S plus and S minus, due to many indirect species, as E plus, E minus, T plus, T minus, T plus, N minus, in which the sensory organs are poisoned by imperfect serous circulation. S plus due to inflammation, C plus. S minus due to introduced poisons. Article 288, contracture family. A form of paralysis in which there is excess contractility in tissues, with special reference to motor tissues. Some species. M plus, direct in motor tissue muscle due to abnormal motor control, in which the motor tissue is too often in the contracted state, or remains contracted when it should relax, or contracts in unexpected ways at unexpected times, as involuntary muscular incoordination. In this incoordination, the patient sometimes appears mentally deficient, but most certainly is not, but has an extraordinary developed willpower to manage muscle, which will not pull coordinately. M plus, indirect in motor tissue, due to T plus, in which there is too much tonicity because of excess adrenaline. M plus, indirect in motor tissue, due to E minus, coldness from toxins. M plus, indirect due to C minus, general or local coldness. O plus, direct excessive contractility in any tissue. Article 289, prolapsus family. A form of paralysis in which there is a lack of connective function in any tissue. Some species, O minus, direct lack of connective function in any tissue. M minus, direct lack of contractility in muscle tissue, as in flaccid paralysis. M minus, indirect, due to T minus, lack of tonicity in motor tissue, as in some kinds of hernia. O minus, indirect, due to T minus, lack of connective function in connective tissue. Example, weak ligaments in prolapsed uterus. Other species may be involved indirectly. Article 290, spasms family. A form of paralysis in which there is lack of functional or relational control, with special reference to muscles. some species. M plus and M minus, direct, due to abnormal motor control, in which muscles are unable to coordinate, producing sudden or extreme contractures with alternate relaxations, or simultaneous contracture in the members of paired muscles. M plus and M minus, indirect, due to C minus or E minus, resulting in coldness, which causes muscles to contract spasmodically. Thermogenesis is due mostly to oxidation of carbon. In some kinds of toxins, as when there is cyanosis, there are not materials in the blood or serum to produce heat. Article 291, Fever Family. A form of paralysis in which there is lack of proper thermogenesis or thermolysis or both. C plus, direct, in calorific organs, as in febrile diseases. C plus, direct locally, as in inflammation. C minus, direct, as in calorific organs, as in chills or chronic coldness. C minus, direct, locally, as in a cold hand or foot, etc. C plus, indirect, due to E minus, as in febrile diseases. Other species may be involved, as N plus, N minus, T plus, T minus, etc. Article 292, Poison Family. A form of paralysis in which there is lack of proper elimination, secretion, or both. E minus, as in febrile diseases. E plus, as in dry man. E minus, as in wet man. T plus, E minus, or Y plus, as in epilepsy. N plus, as in seredema. E minus, as in uredema. Other species that produce poisons in the body or introduce them into the body may be said to be species of this family. Article 293, Anemia Family. A form of paralysis in which there is abnormal nutrition, reparation, or lack of repletion. Some species. N minus, due to lack of nutrition, as in emaciation. Either because food has not been supplied to the body or because it has not been prepared for assimilation properly by digestion and secretion. N minus or T minus, as in acromegaly, in which cells do not have the proper food for assimilation, either because they are lacking in food supply or because they are not supplied by secretory organs or prepared by secretory organs. R minus, direct, as in a withered limb. Cells are depleted from direct or indirect subluxations. Also, the said organ, as a muscle, may be depleted from lack of use and until brought to normal by normal exercise, is anemic. N minus, as in atrophy, direct, depletion, because of lack of metabolic mental impulses. Article 294, Tumor Family. A form of paralysis in which there is a growth of cells not physiologically used by innate, cells not required in the body for coordination. Some species. X plus, as in osteoma. R plus, as in goiter. N plus, as in fatty tumors. T plus, as in cystic tumors. E minus, as in Wenz, etc. Chiropractically, one cell too many is a tumor. but where there is one, there are apt to be more, and these generally are encysted. Real tumors are due to hyperactivity of expansional centers, hence X plus or R plus. It represents lack of control of the birth of cells. Consequently, new cells are made not according to innate's plan. Then such cells are present in the body using the good serum that is intended for the other cells. In fact, drones. Since they have no coordinate connection, they are functionless. If innate has a chance, she will kick them out, but is prevented by subluxations which cause them in the first place. Therefore, innate does the next best thing, that is, to fence them off, segregate them from the useful parts of the body, over which she does have full control. As long as these cells can steal nutrition and other benefits of good society, they thrive as benign tumors. But if they should be subjected to the hardships of N-, C-plus, and R-, then they become malignant tumors. If with the constant degeneration of tumor cells, new cells of the same kind are constantly being made to die and decay, then it is what is called a cancer. Article 295, Degeneration Family. A form of paralysis in which there is decomposition of tissue, decay. Its only species is N-, C-plus, R-, to which E-minus is sometimes added. The term is not used exactly as it is in the dictionary or in medical books, but it is used in a specific sense, meaning decay or decomposition. N-, the tissue cell dies actually from lack of nutrition. C-plus, the cell decomposes because of heat. R-, it is not removed properly, if at all. Owing to interference with transmission, the only attention that innate can give to this condition is by means of her little soldiers, the leukocytes and lymphocytes, who die bravely in combating the impurities of the necrosis, and their dead bodies form pus. The cells of tumors may be subject to the same process, and in that case are called malignant tumors. Such a disease as degeneration, as well as anemia, etc., is likely due to impingement on metabolic nerves. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.